excited are you for the opportunity come Sunday?
You know, I'm ecstatic. You know, it's a once in a lifetime deal. You know, seldom guys get a chance to actually get to this game, and you know, we've been to the playoffs the past 3 years, and I've never gotten to this game, so I'm extremely excited and, you know, happy and blessed for this opportunity.
For the special teams captain, are you hoping that the game-changing play comes on special teams? I think you want to see your offense defense do well, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I feel like last week we had two opportunities. One was, you know, a terrible call, and then one, the guy didn't keep his feet. You know, we've shown that we've had the big play capabilities in big games. You know, we did it last year, and we did it throughout most of the season this year, you know, and we just want to go out there and help our team win. If that means we have to go score, so be it. We'll go score. If we have to go block a punt, block a kick, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're always looking for that big play.
I feel like the Patriots have give you those opportunities with their special teams.
You know, I feel like there's always some type of vulnerability within a unit. Somewhere we might do something better than what they're capable of blocking or, you know, covering or whatever. So we're going to take advantage of whatever little nuances they may have up, or, you know, what they've been flawed with it with all season. So we're just going to go out there and have that attack mentality, you know, go get it, and, you know, play hard and balls to the wall.
What about East Cole? You got any action on special teams this week?
You know, every man's available. Every man's a possible candidate to be out there dressed for us. I don't know. It's the coach's decision what he's got going on. You know, I know he's a very capable player. He's got experience, and, you know, going against his former team, I know he's jacked about it too.
Also, I mean, as a special team guy, do you look at other special team guys, like, say, like Slater on the other side, and say, like, with a certain level of respect for what they do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, respect his game, you know, he's been a Pro Bowl caliber player the past few years, you know, and at the same time, it's competition. You know, I go out there versus all the special team players out there and try to prove that I'm better than them or whatnot. You know, it's that whole mindset of a competitor, and that's just what we're going to take forth charging onto the field come Sunday.
Did you study film of Ryan Allen punting or Gostkowski punting?
You know, we're preparing for Ryan Allen, but, you know, we're not going to be surprised if it's Gostkowski back there. You know, and we just got to take that same mindset. Whoever's back there is going to get our full effort, and if we get to a block punt, he's going to get the worst of it. So that's just our mentality, no matter who's back there punting the ball.
Well, you know, it's what you do. All three phases of the game are so important. How do you look at the chance to make a big play as a special teams unit that could change the game either way?
You know, we look at it as, you know, it's what we can do to help the team. It's something that we have to take advantage of those opportunities to make those big plays. You know, we have the opportunity to. We got to capitalize on it. If somebody misses a block, you know, and we're one block away on a return, we don't want to leave that bad taste in our mouth come film study on Monday or whatever of the game, knowing that we could help the team even more than what we already planned to do. So we can't let the little opportunities slip us by. Getting your block, taking care of your job, you know, the little things, having your eyes right, you know, eliminating fakes and stuff like that. It's just, special teams is just that one play, and you got to give it your all for that one play.
David, you talked about this opportunity, this Super Bowl's game away. Can you and your teammates lock that out and just approach this as another home game?
You know, it's not another home game. That's what it comes down to. It's the AFC Championship game. It's the last game before you go to, you know, that chip, and it's a dream game in 2 weeks. So, you know, we're taking it. There's added pressure, you know, to this game. Everybody wants to go out there and perform well and perform to the best of their abilities. And, you know, we know that it's going to be a tough game. It's a very high caliber opponent with multiple weapons offensively, defensively, and special teams. So, you know, it's just going to be our best versus their best and see whose best comes out on top.
You guys finally get them here in Denver. You got a message
about time.
To the Bronco fans.
About time.
What would you say to Bronco fans going to the game on Sunday?
You know, let's get loud. Let's make it uncomfortable for Tom back there. You know, let's get it rocking, because it was rocking last week, and I expect it to be decibels higher this week, you know, since we're a lot closer and our fans have been great. So let's just keep that riding.
Thank you.